Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. They include our chat room. And somebody just asked me in the audience here if people are in the chat room. Normally, there are people in the chat room. If we are doing a live show, you can usually find some living souls in their digital form on our chat room, which is free. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can actually watch and listen to the show, although this weekend you won't be able to watch because we're not in our studio. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. We're at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and we will be here all weekend long. Folks are starting to fill into the TV room. They've got their beverages with them, or they're going to be. Yeah, there's one, at least one out there, one or two. And, of course, the evening has just begun. It is a great time to be here in New Hampshire. Of course, it's always a great time to be in New Hampshire. And one of the organizers who's worked tirelessly on this particular event is sitting with us here tonight, Carla. Welcome back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. How long have you been here now? I mean, the event doesn't even start until tomorrow. When did you show up? Make sure you get nice and close in that microphone.
I showed up yesterday, although it feels like a week ago. It sounds like a week ago.
So what have you, I mean, you've been the primary person behind this event, and last year it was incredibly successful. You weren't doing it last year, and it's been more successful so far this year.
She did it last year.
You did it last year?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really, it was memorable.
You kicked butt again then, because it was great last year, and you really built on the success this year. More registrations in advance this year than last year. How many? What kind of comparison?
We're definitely up on the numbers. We're at about, I believe, 620-something maybe right now in registrants. I think last year in total we had 583.
In total meaning registered in advance or in total for the whole weekend?
Registered in advance, and then we had about 100 walk-ins. So we're way ahead of where we were last year, and we're definitely encouraging people. I keep getting bings on my phone saying, more people are coming, which is so exciting.
Now, it's not, they still have room for them, right? The whole campsite hasn't sold out quite yet.
Not quite yet. We still have on the RV sites, and, there's space, and people will share, and we'll make a plan.
Now, is it all Porkfest? I mean, are there people wandering around that are like, they just came to come camping, and they're wondering what's going on?
I mean, there are a few of those. There are some seasonals at Rogers.
The people that drive their RVs here park for months at a time.
Yes.
Those are the ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. they were here last year and they came back again, which I think.
Oh,
is
I
a
bet
good
they
sign.
Did. Yeah. There's a party going on at Rogers Campground.
Oh hell yeah.
So yeah, what is going to be happening? I mean, tomorrow it kicks off, and just what? Well, there's so much. You, as the organizer, have to reach for the program guide here. There's just so much happening, and I haven't even gotten a guide. Otherwise, I would be talking about what.
I meant to bring you one. I'm sorry.
I'll
leave this
Come
one
back.
Here.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, that's even better. So, what are you looking forward to? I mean, as the lady who's putting together the event, what is it that? Where will Carla be found tomorrow?
I will be found all over.
Right, putting up fires, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and possibly literally, because our fire pit's a little close to our tent.
Oh, boy.
yeah, that'll be interesting. But, I mean, if I had time, I would obviously take Michael Bednarik's class. And
it's going to be all day long. If you dig the Constitution, he is going to be cluing you in about it.
Well, I've looked at just snippets of it on YouTube, and it makes me want to take it. So.
Yeah, I love that. I think that it's great that that his 8-hour-long course is available online for people to watch, but yet still people will pay for it, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Because he wouldn't have been able to come up here unless people had pre-registered in advance and paid. I think it's $100.
It's $100 that, of course, includes a copy of his book. But yeah, that's a lot of dime to drop. And we do have two tickets to give away to his class, and we're probably going to do that at the karaoke later tonight.
Oh, cool. Is it like going to be a prize for the
It might be. I'm still figuring out the rules.
Awesome. Now, karaoke, that's new. That didn't happen last year, did it?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Curtis actually came to me last year, and he wanted to do it, and I was like, I don't know. But he's done such a great job being my right-hand guy that I was like, yeah, I'll throw you a bone.
Awesome. Awesome. So what else is, so tomorrow, Michael Bednarik giving an 8-hour course about the Constitution. What else is happening? Thursday's kind of a light day, right? It's mostly...
It's supposed to be, but because last year we didn't have a lot of things scheduled, we decided for this year we were going to schedule more things, and Thursday is already, we have hundreds of people here already, so it's... it's kind of starting tonight. So tomorrow, other things I'm interested in. I'm going to be on the activist and arrest panel together with Curtis, together with Mike Tyner, probably David Krause, hopefully some lawyers. And, we want to encourage people to come ask questions, sort of lessons learned that we've discovered and learned. Zach Fix from Free Agents, where I blog sometimes, he'll be here and he'll be talking.
FR33agents.com and .net, I believe.
Yes, exactly. And he'll be talking about how to budget on a shoestring, which is something I think a lot of us can identify with.
Now, I hear the food is already here.
Oh, my God.
Mandrick is here.
Let me talk about Mandrick's Giro's Heroes.
Yeah, and baklava.
Well, I didn't have any of the baklava.
But it's here.
I have had it previously.
Right.
It is delicious, no doubt.
I think he brought 120 pounds. Of it or something crazy.
I don't know,
like
I think I've eaten two of it already.
So, he's set up there like a little restaurant. He's got a little chef hat and everything. And, it seems superlative to say it was the best gyro I've had in my life, but it's the best gyro I've had in my life.
Wow, that's outstanding. I'll definitely have to check that out. And this is going to be difficult this year because there's so much. Last year, folks started to really kind of come out and bring food and start to do some food vending. And,
right.
Of course, no one ever asks the government for permission for this. So
there's a little comic book store down there.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you. There's only comic books.
So, there's Agora Alley, right? Tell me more about that. Carla.
Well, actually, that's probably something Curtis can speak to better than I did, but, because he put that together, that was really something he drove, and he's done a fantastic job. I mean, there are food vendors, there's going to be silver, there's comic books, there's
art. People are
buying
and selling with silver here all day.
Exactly.
I brought pockets full of it.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That allows you to dial in. You're welcome to ask if you want to ask Carla a question. You certainly can do that. But we're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. So much to do. What are some of the family events that are coming up here?
Well, there are a lot of facilities here that you can use. We have children's gymnastics coming up. We have children porcupine. We have a really cool icebreaker.
Children porcupine. What is that?
Children porcupine. Yes, that's a very good question. Okay, I meant, what did I say? Gymnastics and Olympics. So one on the one day, one on the other day. And we have an icebreaker-only event. Michelle Seven, who's just moved out here, who's a wonderful activist as well, her kids are, they're in the Agora thing, too. They're selling peanuts. Curtis gave them a lesson in how to sell today. It was pretty charming.
Nice.
I videotaped it, so hopefully I'll get that up for us. And Sheila Aziza, her daughter, who is a wonderful, wonderful singer. I mean, you guys should...
I think we heard her testing the karaoke equipment earlier.
The Amazing Grace, yeah, that was fantastic. She's going
to
be...
You've got to be able to sing Amazing Grace, That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And so she'll be doing a kid-only icebreaker. So the kids who are here, they're teenagers underage.
Sure.
They all get to meet each other. Another thing I'm excited about and I should mention is, of course, the CD Evolution Fund fundraiser that's happening tomorrow. And that'll basically be people in jail at Michelle's cabin, which,
It's a nice jail.
It's a nice jail. And that is going to be a fundraiser, and probably Jason Talley and some other people can talk more wisely about that. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Talley is here from the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, which, of course, is an organization that is dedicated to helping those who are in need, those who have gone out and put their freedom on the line for your freedom by committing acts of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And people like you, Carla, you were recently arrested and charged with a felony, which they've now kind of dropped, as I understand it.
That's right. Yeah. They dropped the charges.
Wiretapping.
For wiretapping, for videotaping a public official in public while doing public duties.
Right.
I mean, it's
it's
a no-brainer. And we were really excited. I wanted to go in front of the jury. I actually wanted to take it to court.
Sure, but they won't do that because they would much rather intimidate people with a wiretapping charge than actually bring it to trial and use the dispute resolution organization that has monopoly here that they run.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Carla, we'll check back with you and Curtis. We're going to have him on as well, the other your co-organizer, as the weekend rolls on to give us updates on what's going on, what some people should be considering if they're going to come up here to Rogers Campground. More Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2010 in moments.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale prices.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours on the house. In fact, if you click into the podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009, totally free, at freetalklive.com. So, Mark, are we talking about anything else here tonight? No?
Yeah,
okay. Well, yeah, let's go to the phones and the fun. We do have a special guest that will be telling us about Appleseed here in a moment. But first, Kyle is on the line. By the way, we're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Hello, Kyle. You're in California.
Yeah, I had to forego the festivities of Pork Fest because I'm trying to save up to make the move to the Free State. And
that's a good idea. If there's a reason to not go to Pork Fest, that is a good reason.
Yeah, and really I'm calling because I've got a bit of a conundrum. As everybody knows, the housing market's pretty much upside down, and I, as I mentioned, I'm trying to make the move, but I want to save some money, but I own my house, and so I'm not going to be able to sell it outright and get what I paid for to pay them off. I also am in pretty big debt as far as credit card goes. So what I was wondering is, would it be better for me to try and pay off, like, all my credit cards and stuff and then walk away from the house to move, or should I just save as much as I can and try and, because I was trying to save, like, 10 G's or so to get out there, and then, you know, that should be enough to get me by until I can get a job.
Yeah, I would think you definitely need cash reserves. It's hard to say. Every situation with houses is different. You know, with the way the housing market is, I wouldn't feel any kind of culpability or guilt with walking away from a house. I mean, it's the bank that took the bailout in the first place, you know? So, you know, walking away from something that is way upside down, I'm not going to say that it's always the right move, but I do think that there's times that it needs to be done. I can't speak to your particular market, though.
Anything else you want to share tonight, caller?
Well, yeah, now as far as, because what I've been doing is buying gold and stashing that, because when it comes to money laying around, you know, you end up spending it, you know, at McDonald's or whatever. But I was thinking, man, if I pay off all my credit cards, that's like another $750 a month that I wouldn't have to spend on credit card debt. I mean, it would delay my move out there, or should I just, like, you know, get to the Free State and then handle it there, or would you suggest, you know, delaying my move a little bit?
It depends on the kind of job you have, the cost of living where you are versus here. I mean, the debt can come with you and you can pay it off having been, you know, moved. It's really difficult for me to say without, you know, knowing precisely what your circumstances are. I think it's a great idea to pay off the credit card debt, and I support that. I think it's a bad idea to make the move too soon, but I can't speak to when too soon is either. So I really hesitate to give any firm advice, Kyle.
Thank you. Thanks, Rock Out at Pork Fest. Make sure there's lots of videos posted on YouTube so I can forward them to all my friends.
Well, we'll do that, I'm sure, later on. If people are recording video out here, they must be driving themselves insane to try to upload it out here on this internet connection. It's currently being shared by probably a couple hundred people. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. So we've got a special guest here. Mark, can you do the introductions?
Sure. It's Alicia from Appleseed. Now, you're going to be the shoot.
Wait. What is Appleseed?
Appleseed, the Appleseed Project. Well, Alicia, you tell me what it is.
Okay, the Appleseed Project is, well, up front it looks like a marksmanship program, but really it's a heritage program.
Okay.
The whole intent is to make us aware of the cost of our freedoms initially, to get people motivated to get out there and get off their bums and go vote and write letters and call and whatever. Basically, put it back to the government by the people for the people.
That was the idea. I mean, you know, I don't know how it's gone, but it beats anything else that's going on out there. Yeah, now Appleseed's in all 50 states, or I know friends of mine in Florida have taken it and around.
I know that's the intent. I'm not positive we actually have every one of the 50 states, but if not, we're pretty darn close.
Cool. So the shoot you're having tomorrow. Describe to me what people are going to experience.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to start out with learning all the basics of shooting, good marksmanship and everything. There.
Number one. What's number one?
Safety.
Basics of shooting.
Safety.
And what's the number one rule of safety?
Always keep the muzzle in a safe direction.
Yeah. Even if you know it's not loaded, right? Even if...
A firearm is always loaded.
Yeah. I get nervous when people point like BB guns. I mean, like, look, just don't get in that habit of pointing something at a person. You never know. You don't want to make a mistake.
Right. The number of people who've been injured by unloaded firearms. Yes.
So, what are some of the heritage and you know, political things that people are going to learn at the shoot?
We'll be learning about the events of April 19th, 1775, the Battle of Lexington and Concord, and learning about the individual lives of the people, you know, as they left their beds at 2 o'clock in the morning after plowing all day to answer the call of alarm, etc.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it was like for those guys. I certainly don't know that that particular bit of history. So, you know, what does when one goes? They start out at 8 a.m. is when the shoot starts. How long does it go for?
Yeah, we start at 8:30. We ask people to arrive at 8 o'clock, and as long as you can see, and people are still willing to shoot.
Wow, that late.
Well, you know,
pack a lunch, huh?
Pack a lunch. Pack yes. Usually it ends up kind of five-ish that people are done because they end up getting into all these positions that their bodies aren't used to.
Mm-hmm. So it's and two full days then of marksmanship training. What does one sort of get at the end when one completes? Is there a, you know, a passing and failing grade? You know, what happens?
Well, if you do truly excellently, you make rifleman, which is the Army expert level. And at that point, you get a patch that says you made rifleman.
Wow.
And then you get asked to come on board and help train.
There you go. So what does it take to get rifleman, and how many people do that in their first Appleseed shoot? It seems rare. I mean, people probably take several
of
these,
right? It's rare, but some people do. We had one just a couple weeks ago that I was at. Got it on the first day, in fact.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So is it a close, you know, they just make close groups?
Well, basically, we shoot the Army qualifying test, and you have to get a 210 on it.
I don't know what that means.
That means, yes, very close. Within 4 minutes of angle.
Jeez. Yeah, that's going to be a close group. So what else do you want to say about Appleseed?
It's a lot of fun.
And what is that? What does it cost to get involved in Appleseed? Because this is available across the country. It's not just something that is going on here in New Hampshire. Appleseed is a nationwide organization.
It's a nationwide organization. I know that if you're a woman, if you're a child under 21, or if you're ex or current military, you're free. Mm-hmm. And other than that,
the rest of the guys have to pay.
The guys have to pay. You got it.
Well, you know, it's the women and children that draw them in anyway. So, and you can find out more about your local area with appleseedinfo.org, right?
Right, or rwva.com, Revolutionary War Veterans Association.com.
Alicia, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, and enjoy the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Folks calling in, they've got questions, and or something they want to talk about. You don't have to have questions. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of stuff in dozens of categories. Lots of great products and great prices. Get your shopping done through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale.
Another thing you can do to support Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Genesis Communication Network, is go to gold.freetalklive.com. People are buying gold and silver in case of hyperinflation or some kind of catastrophic event they want to have as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, that kind of thing. Well, I've tried to make it easy by picking some gold and silver coins that are just there for their metal value, not for any kind of numismatic value. And go check out the rates before you buy anyplace else. It's gold.freetalklive.com. It's both gold and silver.
All right, so we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, same place as we were last year, Lancaster, New Hampshire's beautiful Rogers Campground, with an amazing scenic view of the White Mountains right out of these windows, right out your campsite, right out your hotel room if you got the hotel, which is sold out. But the campsites are, some of the campsites are still available. Actually, the campsites themselves are sold out, but they have RV sites that they're selling to people with tents. So there's still room for you if you haven't yet made it up here. Of course, the event actually officially kicks off tomorrow. We're here early because, well, we had the chance to come up early. And so why not? It's a blast to be here at Porkfest. I really enjoy being here. I'm looking forward to finishing the show tonight so I can go kind of, look around and socialize
with
some
people. Yeah, it's a fun time.
But we're here to take your phone calls, and we'll be here as we always are all weekend here, all the way through Saturday night here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I want to go back to the phones and the fun here, though. We're going to talk to Pete Ayer in just a moment from formerly of the Motorhome Diaries, and we'll see what he's up to. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to, I believe we have Ryan in Colorado. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, love the show.
Hey, hi, Ryan. What's on your mind tonight?
Talking about the illegal immigration thing, I've heard your take on this, and I don't listen to the show all the time, so perhaps you might have addressed this previously, and I missed it. But my supposition, I guess, is that a significant portion of the amount of illegal immigrants that are coming across the border are, let's say, undesirable. The premise being, you know, the reason I say that they would be undesirable because it doesn't make any sense for the Mexican economy to, you know, lose a large or significant number of their, you know, most productive citizens. And, you know, most Mexican people
are very
productive.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? You said most of them are very productive. Well, yeah, there are plenty of people coming here, and I don't know why you would think that the ones that are coming here without begging for governmental permission are somehow not the productive ones.
Well, just, I mean, this isn't without precedence in our nation's history. You know, Mexico has always, it's always been a, United States has always been a relief valve, I guess you could say, for Mexico, you know.
Well, the United States has been a relief valve historically until this immigration insanity. Has been a relief valve for people who are seeking more freedom from around the world. Don't you think it's possible that people in Mexico feel oppressed?
The thing is, you know, and you know, my numbers are just as anecdotal as you are, as your numbers are, because we have no idea how many of them are actually coming here.
I won't claim any numbers. I mean, I'm not even going to bother speculating, because the idea that the majority of people coming here are somehow undesirable is pretty ludicrous. I mean, I've lived down in the South, and most people are good people, and they work hard, and you know, they just want to make a better life for themselves.
Right, and there's a significant number of them that I think are like that, but. Am I correct in stating that one of you or a member of your show is from Florida or has lived in Florida before?
Both of us are from Florida.
Okay, awesome. Well, you'll remember the Mariel boat lift where Castro,
right now those are undesirable.
Emptied out his prisons and stuff like that. And it's the same.
Sure.
It's the same premise. So,
well, how do you know they're undesirable? I'm sorry.
I don't think Mexico's emptying out its prisons and insane asylums.
Well, wait a minute. Mark, as a man who spent 9 years in prison, how could you say those people are undesirable? If you were in Cuba, do you think there's a good chance you might get put in prison?
Look, man, they emptied out their... do you think there's a good chance that there's criminals in their prison? I mean, that's not the way...
I think there's a good chance of that, but also you're talking about communist Cuba, where if you say the wrong thing and something they don't like, there's a good chance you'll get put in prison.
You'll get put in prison for stealing and killing people, too.
I don't think it's fair to jump to the conclusion that just because they were in prison means they were necessarily undesirable.
The Cuban population in prison in the United States jumped right after the Mariel boat lift. I mean, I think it's a safe assumption. Like, there were a lot of criminals that they released. You, just because they didn't, they disagreed, you know, they ended up on the wrong side of the government doesn't make them good people. Either.
It also doesn't necessarily make them bad people. You kind of labeled them all as bad. Well, those are undesirable.
How do you know that?
In prison for 9 years.
It's an aggregate number, Ian.
Yeah. I'm not trying to label anyone, and I'm not trying to lump everyone into the, you know, one black and white category as saying they're all criminals or something like that.
No, you just said most of them are undesirable.
I guess my question is for you guys really is from your perspective in a perfect libertarian type, you know, world, how would a legitimate, government authority or whatever you would want to call it, how would a legitimate government authority, sort of filter out the bad element from the good element?
Okay, Pete, you want to handle that one?
Yeah, I think, Ryan, thanks for calling. I think it comes down to property rights. You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, they and we. I think you have to be careful on the language that you use. It's very loaded, and it's ascribes certain characteristics to people based on the arbitrary on the piece of dirt that they happen to be born on. I don't look at it as illegal immigration. It's just people moving. I think any of us in the same situation would do the same thing. We want to better the lives of ourselves and our families. So I don't think the I mean, if there are people that come here and violate people's rights, yes, there should be some repercussions, but it shouldn't be the state that dishes those out. I think the victims should be the people who bring the punishment.
Well, who owns the border? You know, you're claiming property rights, but who owns the border? I mean, who is legitimately responsible for ensuring, you know, that, you know, a
who's ensuring
undesirable
it now,
element is not coming
who's
into
ensuring
the
it now, Ryan?
Well, no, now it's economically feasible for the government not to do anything
right.
about illegal immigration.
The government is failing to secure the border. And what are we going to do about that? Give the government twice as much money and tell them, okay, this time you secure the border. And how are they going to do it? First off, I think that likely what they'll do is take the money and fail again. But
yeah,
let's say
definitely.
That they manage to implement a really great program. Here's the reason I believe that free people need to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely is because when you bring in an institution of coercion like the government, you're only going to get all these other consequences that you didn't expect, like door-to-door searches for illegal immigrants or, you know, the small businesses, mid-sized businesses overloaded with paperwork so that they have to prove somehow that the people that they're employing are legitimately here in this country. And, you know, so they have to employ other, functionary employees to fill out that paperwork just because somebody doesn't like the clod of dirt that somebody else was born on.
Right, and I understand. I'm not trying to say that the government is the solution. I absolutely mm-hmm. think that the government is not the solution. What I'm asking
sure.
is, from your perspectives, what do you think, you know, how would you filter out the good element from the bad element? And your response is apparently that you wouldn't.
The response is you let people come here, and then the bad element shows who they are, and then
the
you deal with them.
The same way we filter out citizens, currently.
How are we filtering
up?
Them out?
Ryan, you're when they break laws.
Ryan, if you want to hang on, you can. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Lancaster, New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains right next door to them here at Rogers Campground, and here for the remainder of the weekend, here broadcasting live tonight through Saturday night. And we, of course, will always take your calls about absolutely anything. Pete Ayer joining us on the program from Liberty On Tour. Is it .com, Pete?
That's correct.
The brand-new website, Pete, formerly of Motorhome Diaries. We've had you on the show in the past a number of times and followed your travels as you traveled around the country in Marv. And we'll talk more about Marv and what Marv is going to do next and what you're going to do next. But let's go back to the phones and the fun. You don't mind just sitting in here taking calls with us, right?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. And I think we still have the gentleman who is on the line, Ryan. Ryan, are you still with us there? Did we lose Ryan? Ryan going once? Ryan going twice. Well, let's recap Ryan's question real quick here.
Yeah, it's an important
a little bit further. His question was, well, there are undesirables coming here from other countries. He specified Mexico. And, well, what would happen? He said he didn't want the government to handle the problem, but what would you guys do? How would you handle checking people out, making sure they're okay before they come into our private club called the United States of America?
So let's take two examples here. You've got, Mexican A with, drug-resistant tuberculosis. Nobody wants him, right? He's got leprosy and drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Uh-oh. And he eats dogs.
Well, let's just forget the dog-eating part. But we have had accusations.
Someone called and said
we've had accusations like that in the past. So you've got somebody who's got terrible communicable diseases, and you've got Mexican B who is, axe murderer and convicted axe murderer. So what if you just keep this minimal skeleton crew of Border Patrol agents? Because clearly they're not doing anything to stop the, 20 million, 30 million illegals in this country, if you want to use that terminology.
Who knows?
They failed at this point, and, the supposition that they're going to get any better is scary to me. If they do get better, I'm frightened because of the way of the things they have to do to get better.
They have to crack down. They have to
house searches,
oppress.
People being stopped, traffic stops, employers having to fill out all kinds of arduous paperwork and hire more employees to fill out more government paperwork when free people are supposed to be able to do business free. So, or freely. So what do you do with the drug-resistant tuberculosis and murderers out there? Well, if this apparatus can't catch regular illegal immigrants. Why is it going to be able to catch drug-resistant tuberculosis immigrants and murdering immigrants?
You're not answering his question.
Yes, it is. I am answering.
He wants to know about not using the government. I mean, he said he doesn't support the government doing it.
I'm getting there. Okay. The answer is that you let everybody come across the border that wants to come across the border.
Right.
And you don't have welfare for freeloaders to come across the border and to enjoy. That means freeloaders that were born here and freeloaders that come from other countries. That means that hospitals don't have to provide medical care to people that they know don't have money. That means that, unless they want to. I mean, there's charity wings and things like that. I'm not responsible for educating other people's kids, whether they're born here or born in Mexico. I'm not responsible for the welfare programs that go all over the place. And I think that'll cut out most of the undesirables that are coming across the border. What about the terrorists? Well,
the terrorists only want to attack the state.
Terrorists want to attack the United States because the United States is supporting sheiks, kings, despots, and dictators all across the world.
I mean, innocent people get caught up in those attacks, but their real source of objection is the United States federal government. So, the question is, well, how do you keep the undesirables out? I think that's a good answer. No welfare, no state whatsoever to attract the terroristic types. And then besides that, we should go into the area of talking briefly about reputation ratings. Because when somebody comes into a new area, they are unknown. Unless they are known by the people that happen to be in that area or people that know the people that are in that area that can vouch for them, for instance. So if you come into a new area, whether you're an illegal immigrant or not, you have to establish rapport with people. You have to show people that you're trustworthy. And it's possible that in a more free market environment, we could have a reputation rating system that was international, to where somebody could come in and they could already have built a reputation perhaps in Mexico and that you'd be able to look that information up and find out more about them. Otherwise, they come in as a blank slate. You don't know. So
isn't terribly far-fetched. We already have an international reputation rating in eBay. I mean, eBay has a reputation rating. People do use that on their resumes and things like that. So what you're talking about isn't absolute insanity.
Right, and so, you just presume that, as you do when you meet new people, you hope that they're good folks and give them the opportunity to prove themselves. And if they prove themselves as bad, then they get their reputation dinged, and they won't be wanted in that area if they're the wrong kind of people. But in order to control people from coming in, you'd have to set up a police state. And I don't know about you guys, but I think I do know about you guys. I don't want that. I don't want that. So, Pete Ayer sitting here with us. Any final thoughts on immigration before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess anytime like the government focuses on a specific issue to make they hype up these scare tactics and they want to grow the state and figure out ways to like scare people into letting them have more authority to violate their rights. So this issue, like any other issue, I think you should just break it down to the personal level and say, hey, look, if I own a piece of property and someone comes on my property that I don't want, then you can deal with it. But otherwise, I don't have the right to tell you who you can and can't have on your property. And if you break it down as simple as that, then, I think this issue doesn't seem like this massive problem of a wave of undesirables coming across and like destroying our culture or something.
Whatever that means.
Right.
Our culture.
Right. People are talking about culture, and if you come, people are here, Lancaster, New Hampshire, right now for Porkfest, and they're from all over the United States. And I just wonder, how similar and how different are, say, New England versus the American Southwest. The topography is completely different. The food's completely different. The way people talk is, their diction is different. The way they articulate is different. There's all kinds of things that are different. What is this culture? What is this shared thing? I don't know.
It doesn't mean anything to me. Maybe you can answer that question. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe somebody would say that the culture is freedom. Like the culture of America is
right. You get the culture is freedom, so we need a police state to stop the other people from coming in here and destroying our freedom because they vote for Democrats.
That about sums it up. Let's continue with your calls here about whatever you want. Z is gone, so we're not continuing with the calls. Let's talk to Pete Ayer. Pete Ayer, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for coming on and chatting with our callers here as a way to get to you and what you're up to here. I actually had the pleasure of riding in Marv within the last few weeks for the first time. And wrote in it for an extensive period of time today. Marv is what? Define for our audience.
Marv is a 30-foot RV that I own that Adam Miller and myself are using for our next project called Liberty on Tour. It stands for the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and it has already gotten its sea legs. It's been out and about all across the country during the Motorhome Diaries, which was your first excursion as you travel around from place to place, meeting up with liberty-minded people and kind of getting a feel for the pulse of the liberty community across the country. You met all kinds of different people, everything from people kind of inside the beltway, inside the system, to folks not so much. And that's been a great experience, and you're going to build on that with Liberty on Tour. How is Liberty on Tour? What is it, and how's it going to be different from the Motorhome Diaries?
Yeah, that's right. Liberty on Tour, essentially we're going to take what we learned with Motorhome Diaries, which we had a lot of fun with but was a lot of work, and we're going to make it better. And so with Motorhome Diaries, we had general ideas what we were going to do, and we had our schedule worked out like 2 weeks in advance initially, and then eventually like 2 months in advance. But it was a long project. It was 7 months. And while on the road, in addition to driving and pushing out, creating and editing and publishing content, we were also like doing all the logistics, figuring out our route, figuring out our point people, figuring out sponsors, figuring out all sorts of things. So what Adam and I are doing right now through the rest of June and then July, we'll be bouncing around New Hampshire visiting the Free Staters here, but we're also getting all the logistics done for Liberty on Tour. So our workload will be a lot more manageable. We'll be able to go out there and I think have a bigger impact. So our plan with Liberty on Tour is to leave in early August, and we're going to go to 13 cities in 13 weeks and really spend some quality time there on the ground, know who we're going to interact with ahead of time. We're going to have meetups again, and then we're going to just essentially be embedded with the activist community in each of these cities and, you know, learn things from them, hopefully connect them with some folks who could share some ideas, and just try to grow the Advance of Voluntary Society, hype up the stuff going on up here in the Free State, and, you know, do what we can, so...
Now, I want to keep you on if that's possible. I know there's a lot of fun happening outside of this room. You mind sticking through for for a little bit of our third hour? Because I want to talk about what you told me last night. You and Adam were discussing with me at the nightcap.
Sure.
Since you guys have arrived in Keene, New Hampshire, where you're going to be based out of for the most part while you prepare for Liberty on Tour, which will be launching sometime later summer, right?
Yeah, early August we launched.
Early August, okay, it's not quite late summer, midsummer then.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Keene, New Hampshire, and you started up a new tradition, it seems, the Keene Nightcaps. Keene has had, for a long time now, the 420 celebrations have been going on at 420 in the afternoon every single day, where people will partake in cannabis,
right.
And sometimes a few other things, like sometimes folks will bring alcohol out. But you guys have created the nightcap,
sure,
which involves cannabis and frequently involves alcohol in the very same public park. So we were there the other night, and you told me something about coming to New Hampshire and how you feel now. And I want to talk a little bit about what that was about. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.